13. Johnny Fishing, Kara Barber. Strength and conditioning coach, Joe Howard. Athletic trainer, Jennifer Bardino. Development coach, number 14, Alfredo Green. Pitching coach, number 45, Bobby Bell. In the bullpen, pitching coach, number 28, Sean Kinn. Now for your Hoops reserve, number 3, Cody Tyler. Number 5, Rolando Espinosa. Number 7, Brian Wadleski. Number 8, Jacob DeLaudio. Number 10, J.D. Correa. Number 11, Tyler Guilfoyle. Number 16, Hannah Melendez. Number 17, AJ Huba. Number 18, Julio Romano. Number 20, Eric Brown. Number 21, Alexander II. Number 24, Cesar Gomez. Number 26, Michael Lowe. Number 31, Brian DePaula. Number 40, Casey Ford. Number 41, Carlos Betancourt. Number 51, Jose Cruz. Number 52, Luis Angel Rodriguez. And please welcome development coach and acting manager of Grove Course of Christy. Let's number 54, Vincent Blue. And now the 2024 Hoops opening night starting lineup. Leading off, third baseman number 4, Tommy Sackle Jr.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Something special about it. It's opening night 2024. The Texas League season begins this evening. And for the Rock Hounds, it begins on the road in one of the really great venues, I think, anyway, in the Texas League and really in minor league baseball. We're on the beach here at Corpus Christi, Texas. Rock Hounds and the Hooks. Over the season, this has been a really, really good rivalry, and I would expect more of the same. This is going to be a very interesting opening series, which will run this evening, tomorrow evening, 7:05 again, first pitch, and Sunday afternoon at 5:05 before the Hounds get set to open at home next Tuesday. This is one that really has a couple of elements to it, or one in particular that you don't see a whole bunch, and we'll expand on it a little bit, but these teams are both expected to run and run a bunch. Stolen bases, when you look at the stat sheet, and I'll share it with you as we get into this game, man, there are some guys who can flat scoot on the base paths. The teams have been introduced on their respective baselines. Of course, this is a little unusual or just a little different in the way things are done on opening night, so we're going to take you downstairs right now for the singing of the Star-Spangled Banner.
By the gold's worthy love, what so proud. Through the perilous fight,
On hand, as you might expect for opening night here in Corpus, opening weekend, of course. It is breezy, and I mean breezy as the Dickens, and of course, West Texas, same thing, but here right on the bay, the wind does tend to blow, and it's been a little bit stronger than we normally see, in fact, here in Corpus Christi. So we'll see how the wind will affect things this evening. The two rosters, of course, there's nothing unusual about this, but there are some pretty doggone good prospects in this ball game and in this lineup, in these lineups. And included are the two players who are rated the number one prospects for their respective organizations, the Astros and the A's. They're both named Jacob, by the way. Jacob Melton, outstanding outfielder for the Astros, the number one prospect for Houston, is in the Corpus Christi lineup. And Jacob Wilson, boy, a guy who has not played much baseball yet professionally. He is an outstanding prospect and a terrific kid, by the way. Jacob Wilson, number one prospect for the A's. And, in fact, he will be the first batter up in 2024 for the Rockhounds. The pitching matchup is intriguing. A guy that, I guess you say I'm glad to see him. I was kind of thinking he might have a chance to get to the AAA level to open the year. He'll get there, I would think, before the season is over. But Brady Basso is a great story, a guy who sat out for 2 years between appearances, and he was outstanding for the Hounds in the latter stages of last season. Brady, left-hander, will go to the mound for the Rockhounds, and he's a top 25 prospect for the A's. Miguel Ulloa, I mispronounced it, and I probably will again. Love the last name, Ulloa. I missed it again. I'll get it before the first pitch. I knew that was going to happen. But a good matchup there, even if I can't say it. And again, base running is going to be really intriguing. Going to get to that here in just a couple of moments. We're in Corpus Christi, Texas, first of three to open the 2024 season. Rockhounds and Hooks, and we're back for more in just a moment when the Rockhounds pregame show continues.
Really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Texas League opening night at the beach. Rockhounds and Hooks in Whataburger Field. Let's try this again. Miguel Ulloa is the starting pitcher for Corpus tonight. You should never joke about things. Michael Coffin is the radio voice of the Hooks, a longtime friend of mine. My gosh, we now go back 17 years. We figured that out this afternoon. That's some scary arithmetic. We were joking about the name because he's tripping all over it, and I just did too. Ulloa is the young man's last name. Miguel, right-hander, who will make his Double-A debut in this game. Stolen bases, well, you know what? Stolen bases really came back into more prominence a year ago, didn't they? With the new rules, of course. The the limited tosses to first base, the bases are a little bit bigger, and I guess that does make a bit of a difference. So stolen bases are much more in fashion. They really were almost a lost art for a while. Not the case anymore. Rockhounds has some guys who can really run. Colby Thomas is one of the newcomers of this team. Colby is an outfielder and a good prospect for the A's. He stole 25 bases a year ago. Junior Perez comes up from Lansing, I beg your pardon. He stole 41 a year ago. And Cooper Bowman is back with the Hounds, and he stole 35 a year ago. But the Hooks have the remarkable numbers, and we'll give you more about them. But both of these teams can run a little bit, and in fact, both teams expect to run and run a bunch in this game, and we'll see how that will unfold over the three games of this series. Hooks have taken the diamond. I believe we have one little special video they're going to show here. Timing is always a little bit different on opening night than it is for the rest of the season. Before we take our first pitch break, want to remind you the Rockhounds will be home, and that will be on Tuesday night, and they will host the Amarillo Sod Poodles, the defending Texas League champion Amarillo Sod Poodles, who will come to town. That will be a six-game series that will begin on Tuesday evening. 6:30 will be our first pitch. So the Rockhounds will be home on Tuesday. Again, they're here through Sunday. And it is a little bit intriguing. The trip down, I think, went just fine. The trip back up through the San Antonio and Kerrville areas may get a little interesting with the eclipse. Apparently, this is one of the highlighted places in all of the United States, according to NASA, and apparently Kerrville, among others, absolutely crazy right now. So we'll see if the guys can make the trek back home once this three-game set is concluded. I do believe we are now just about set to get this thing going, so we'll take the time out, catch our breath, and what do you say we play some baseball? First time around in 2024. First pitch of the ball game coming up right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud, the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And the first pitch of the 2024 season is on the way. Or will be very shortly, wherever you have us dialed in. Such a pleasure to be back with you and start this season with the Rockhounds and the Hooks. Season number 32 for you and for me, year number 33. My goodness, time flies when you're having a good time. Jacob Wilson will lead this ball game off. He is the top prospect in the A's organization, according to MLB.com. Top three all the way around, no matter the rating service. Right-handed hitting shortstop will lead it up, and Miguel Ulloa will fire the first pitch of the ball game. From Corpus Christi, 2024 season underway with a strike to the knees on the outside corner. We are underway. And a little bit breezy, overcast. The field is now in shadows. Wind blowing out to left, and that's usually the case here. Jacob takes up high for a fastball and a 1-1 count. Breeze almost exclusively blows and blows pretty strong out toward left field in this ballpark. Ball really gets out to that side of the field. Pitch to Jacob, swung on and missed. Boy, a good slider away, and Jacob chased it. A ball and two strikes the count. Small, slender, right-handed hitter crowds the plate just a little bit. The delivery on the way, swings and fouls. This one back, and the count will stay. Ball and two strikes. Colby Thomas is on deck. He is the designated hitter, outfielder by trade. Another good prospect, Colby on deck. Brennan Malone, the first baseman, batting third and playing the three spot. 1-2 pitch, second time, swing and a miss. And, well, welcome to Double-A baseball. Jacob Wilson does not strike out much. But he is out on strikes here and chased one down and away. And Again, learning process has begun. Colby Thomas, the batter, right-handed hitter. DH, one of those guys who can run a little bit as well. Hit a solid 286 a year ago at single A. Wide open stance, hands up high. Takes, got there, called strike inside corner. Loyola with a good delivery about knee high inside edge. No wind-up motion, leg kick and pitch swung on and missed, and a quick 0-2 count to Colby Thomas down in the count. Top three guys in the order, Jacob Wilson, Colby Thomas, and Brennan Malone, who was on deck, all in their first double-A games. 0-2 pitch swung on, looked high in the air to right field. This will carry, but not a lot, and Jacob Melton, the aforementioned number one prospect for the Astros, hauls it in. Fly ball to right, two men down top of the first, and here's Brennan Malone. Denzel Clark, the big guy, is on deck, center fielder. Denzel Clark batting cleanup. Daniel Susak, the catcher, batting fifth. Daniel behind the dish. Denzel and Daniel are 3-5 in the top five prospects for the A's, according to MLB.com. Ground ball on two hops to third base, handled by Sacco, the third baseman, throw the first, and a quick and clean 1-2-3, top half of the first inning for Miguel Loyola. Took me almost the entire inning to get his name correctly pronounced. Thank you very much, and he did just fine on the mound. We played a half inning. And we're in Corpus Christi, and 2024 is underway. After a half inning, Rockhounds nothing, and the Corpus Christi Hooks are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Bottom half of the first inning in Corpus Christi, Tommy Sacco Jr., the third baseman who made the play to win the top of the inning, leads it off, and Brady Basso on the mound. He fires just down and away for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Sacco is a switch hitter, so a bat from the right side against the Rockhounds lefty. Brady with a pitch swung on and lined into left center field for a base hit. Denzel Clark makes the play on one hop, but with Tommy Sacco, a line shot to left center field. So first base hit, first base runner, and that brings up Kennedy Corona. We'll give you more on this kid, but he has power, he has speed. We saw him a year ago, spent all of last year with the Hooks. Right-handed hitter. One on, nobody down. Brady from the stretch. Pitch at the outside half of the plate, called strike. Tommy Sacco Jr. is the base runner. He had 16 steals last year. And a left-hander on the mound. Pitch from Basso swung on and fouled straight back. Fastball up in the zone, and Corona took a rip at it, fouled it straight back. Jacob Melton, the outstanding prospect, rated number one in the Astros system almost universally, is on deck. He's the right fielder. Stretched by Brady. Pitch to the plate. Again, fouled straight back. Count stays 0-2 to Corona. Colin Barber, the DH, bats cleanup. Colin Barber, the DH. Jordan Brewer, the first baseman, batting fifth. That's Jordan Brewer. Chad Stevens batting sixth and playing the sixth spot. Chad Stevens at short. Corona, Barber, Brewer, and Stevens all played here a year ago. Stretch by Brady. Runs one down and in. Breaking pitch that winds up low and inside for a 1-2 count. Logan Cerny is the left fielder batting seventh, playing the seventh spot. Logan Cerny. That's up. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Pitch fouled straight back again. We'll do it again on 1-2. Miguel Palma, the catcher, batting eighth. Palma behind the plate. And Jeremy Orocho is the second baseman batting ninth. Boy, the kid can fly. Orocho at second base rounding it out. Brady set. Pretty good lead at first base by Sacco. Not going. Pitch swung on. Fouled away again. So a battle is underway here. That's 3-2 strike foul balls. And Corona working it here. So Sacco, Corona, and Melton up top. Barber, Brewer, and Stevens in the middle of the order. And Cerny, Palma, and Orocho rounded out for Corpus Christi. Brady again. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Down and in the dirt. Blocked by Daniel Susak. When you look at the Corpus lineup, man at the plate is Kennedy Corona. He had 31 steals last year, was caught only 9 times. Jacob Melton, 46 stolen bases and caught just 7 times. Stretch and pitch. Check swing, did he go? Nope, and the count is full. Pitch a little up and in. Corona laid off, so a full count here. And a contrast in half innings to start this one. A quick 1-2-3 for the hooks defensively, but one on, nobody out. 3-2 count here. Runner not going. Pitch to Corona. Foul tip. So the second man up in this Corpus lineup is about to see the 10th pitch of the plate appearance. Melton again, 46 steals, only 7 caught. Chad Stevens stole 23 bases. Logan Cerny stole 20, and Jeremy Orocho, a free agent signee, he stole 47. Runner goes too early. Basso throws behind him, throw down to second base. Up, he beat it. Throw just a little wide from first baseman Brennan Malone. Shortstop Jacob Wilson covering. So Tommy Sacco Jr. will steal the game's first base, and I would almost guarantee it's not going to be the last. Both catchers are very good. Now, Daniel Susak was not involved in that play. That was stolen before the delivery. And again, the throw to Jacob just a little wide at second base. 3-2, first base open, pitch to Corona, fouled away again. Well, Kennedy Corona and Brady Basso, hello, how are you? About to see the 11th pitch of this plate appearance. Look at the Hounds defense here in just a couple of moments. Stretch and pitch from Brady. Got him. Outside corner. Called third strike. Well, you see that from time to time. I mean, the guy fouls off 5 2 strike pitches. And then Brady delivers one that, I mean, just got the outside corner. And it was moving away a little bit. So a called third strike. And Brady Basso wins an extended battle. Now here's Jacob Melton. Astros fans know this guy's name well already. Oregon State University product. Here's the pitch by Basso, fouled away. This is a lefty-lefty matchup. Jacob Melton played in 86 games last year for Advanced A Asheville. Hit 245, had 23 homers. And again, 46 stolen bases. Tremendous combination of power and speed. Pitch on the way. Right down the chute. Called strike. Well, apparently not to his liking. That pitch was right down the middle. Count is 0-2. No score bottom of the first inning, but the Hooks have the runner now in scoring position off the leadoff single and steal from Tommy Sacco. Brady set. The look over the left shoulder at the runner. Delivers and got him. Outside corner. Called third strike. Melton in obvious disagreement. Well, I have to say this, though. That pitch is too close to take. That's a tough call, or at least a, I guess I would qualify as borderline. But as was the case of the pitch to the outside corner, got Corona looking. This one to the outside edge to Melton got him looking. So now Colin Barber, left-handed hitting DH. runner in scoring position and two men down now and a couple of whips for Brady. Basso's pitch swung on and missed. Went down in the zone and a swinging strike by Barber. Colin, a guy who at one time had exceptional speed. Injuries have taken some of that away from him. Pitch swung on and missed in an 0-2 count. Well, two very different half innings to start this game, and this half inning is not yet over. And as quickly as the hooks set the hounds down quietly, Brady Basso trying to battle back here. Had a runner in scoring position with nobody out. That runner still at second, two away, 0-2 count. Barber waits. Stretch, kick, and pitch by Brady. Got him! Swing and a miss on a fastball up and in. Boy, tip your cap to Brady Basso. Comes back with three consecutive strikeouts, including Jacob Melton. So the Hooks threaten to come up empty after one inning at Whataburger Field. No score.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
As we go to the top half of the second inning, one of my favorite comedians, well, he's one of my favorite artists in a whole bunch of ways, is Steve Martin. Very funny guy. He's also a really good actor and a really good musician, by the way. But during his stand-up comedy days, at some point about 10, 15, 20 minutes into his act, he would just pause and say, "Okay, let's start." Well, that's okay. Top of the second inning. Okay, let's start. Brady Basso with a really nice rebound, if you will. He gave up a line shot base hit to start the bottom of the first inning. Base runner Tommy Sacco then stole second on Brady. So it was a runner in scoring position, nobody out, but he comes back with back-to-back-to-back whiffs and gets out of the inning. Let's fill in the rest of the Rockhounds lineup card for you. Denzel Clark gets set to come to the dish. He's the center fielder batting fourth. Daniel Susak on deck, the catcher in the five spot, Daniel Susak. Junior Perez batting in the six spot, the left fielder, Junior Perez. Caden Trinkle in right field batting seventh. Caden is in right. Jeremy Ironman batting eighth at third base. Jeremy Ironman at third. And Cooper Bowman batting ninth at second base. Coop at second. Here's Denzel. He takes a high strike, 0-1. Uliola finding the zone consistently. Brady Basso threw more pitches to Kennedy Corona in that first inning. A swing and a miss as Denzel chases one up and away. Basso threw more pitches to one hitter than Uliola did in the entire top of the first. And he has Denzel down 0-2 very quickly. Pitch swung on it, popped in the air, middle of the infield, I think. Let's see, where's the wind going to take this? Toward third, and there to glove it is Sacco. The sun has come back out. We were in overcast conditions when the first pitch was thrown. Shadows covering all of the infield and almost all of right field, long stretches of sunlight in center. It's 75 degrees with the strong wind. Well, these guys haven't had a calm day of the new members of the Rockhounds since arriving in town last weekend. Here's Daniel Susak. Takes a breaking pitch just down and away. Does the right-handed hitting prospected catcher. Daniel finished the year last year with the Rockhounds. Takes a big cut, comes up empty on the 1-0, and the count squares at a ball and a strike. Uliola making his double-A debut. Pitch on the way to the corner. Boy, that is just down and away, and the count goes 2-1. Pitch might have been a little bit low. Miguel made 25 appearances, 13 as a starter last year. Pitch swung on and popped high in the air, left side drifting toward the stand. Sacco giving chase as he got room. Nope, going to run out of room, and that'll go about eight rows or so. Ooh, that plunked down hard. We hope everybody's okay. They got a camera down there in the up close. Well, folks are smiling. That's a good thing. There's a little kiddo sitting on Dad's lap down there, and so that was the concern. But, yep, everybody's okay because everybody's smiling. Two balls, two strikes to Daniel Susak. Breaking pitches pop high in the air again, left side, and this one will also get out of play. So Daniel doing some battle here in a 2-2 count. Uliola, in his season a year ago, did not have overwhelming numbers, but it's not always the point. He's a very good prospect. Delivery swung on and ripped down the left field side, but foul, a little top spin line drive, but that's wide. The line count stays 2-2. Nobody on, one man down, top of the second inning, no score. Uliola had a 5.86 earned run average. Struck out a lot of batters, 116 of them in 90 and two-thirds, but also a high walk total. Delivery here is pop foul straight back right over our heads. And 2-2, so Daniel Susak, this is really the first extended at-bat or plate appearance, depending on how it turns out. Big, deep breath from the Hooks right-hander. Into the motion and the pitch. Backs up inside just off the corner. So full count, 3-2. So Daniel's seen almost as many pitches as the first four guys did combined, but he's in there with a 3-2 count. Outfield shades in the opposite way. Hits a grounder to third base. Two deep hops right on the edge of the grass. Sacco, quick release, and he got it. Nice play, Tommy Sacco. Well, I mean, he was on the edge of the grass and toward the line, and that is a throw into the wind. And these two teams, more than any others in the Texas League, as the year progresses, boy, you really get, again, just that sense of, you forget about things like a throw across the infield into the wind, as strong as it gets. First pitch delivery to Junior Perez down and away, so he makes his Double-A debut this evening. Does Junior, right-handed hitter, really good speed, stole 41 a year ago with Lansing. Strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Don't know why I said Lancaster earlier. That used to be a team in the California League. As we venture down memory lane, pitch just drops low. Count is 2-1. Lansing Lugnuts in the Midwest League. The step just below the Hounds on the A's ladder. Junior hit 237, but with some power and with some speed. High strikeout numbers. Swings and fouls it back, and the count is 2-2. So bases empty, two down. Hounds looking for their first base runner in this game. Field almost entirely in shadows. Playing under mostly a huge cloud bank, but just enough blue sky off to the left side of the ballpark to cast a little bit of sunshine. 2-2 pitch. Down and away did he go? Oh, he did. Wow, tough. Check, swing, strike three. No appeal needed on that. Ball will be retrieved by the catcher Palma, and McGill's throwing plenty of time. So Junior Perez becomes the second strikeout victim of this ballgame on the check swing, strike three. So we go to the bottom half of the second inning, and after 1.5, Hooks and Hounds are scoreless.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Bottom half of the second inning, Brady Basso will face Jordan Brewer to lead things off. Right-handed hitter, Brewer the first baseman. Brady from the left side delivers, check swing. I think he went, yep, check swing on appeal. Went around, no balls and one strike. The Rockhounds defensive alignment in this game. We'll take you around the D right after this delivery. Brewer, Chad Stevens, and Logan Cerny here in the second. No score. Breaking pitch. Good one. Got the inside corner way off speed. Just kind of froze Brewer. Jordan, one of the 14 guys coming back from last year's Hooks team. Takes down and in for a ball. One ball and two strikes. In the outfield, Junior Perez is in left field. Denzel Clark is in center. Caden Trinkle in right field for the Hounds. Jeremy Eierman, the third baseman. The shortstop, Jacob Wilson. Here's the 1-2. Swung on, fouled straight back. Count stays a ball and two strikes. Cooper Bowman, the second baseman. Brendan Malone is at first. Daniel Susak behind the plate. And Brady Basso on the mound. And boy, what a journey it has been for this young man. Pitch ooh, up and in to hit him. It got, oh, it hit Daniel Susak. Oh, my goodness. That got both batter and catcher, and Daniel may have gotten the worst of that. He is holding his right wrist. Athletic trainer Eric Fast is going to come out and attend to him, but, boy, that is scary. That is a hit by pitch. Gregorio Petit, Rockhounds manager, also going to come out to check on Daniel. Again, you never guess unless you can really see what he's working on. It looked like it hit the right wrist, his throwing hand. Brady just trying to come inside. Daniel going to stay in the game. But, boy, you could tell by his reaction that really got him. So the ball brushed off Jordan Brewer. I don't know if we'll get a second look on the video feed. Again, a man on base here in the second for the Hooks. But the ball just a little redirect, just enough that it didn't get Daniel's glove. Instead, got him in the wrist. Now Chad Stevens, the shortstop. This is an interesting kid. Swung on, ground ball out toward right side. Here's Cooper, backhanded flip to Jacob Wilson. Spins, turns, throws, got him. 4-6-3 double play. That's gorgeous. Ball was sharply hit. Stevens runs really well. He's fast. But the ball was hit sharply. Bowman's throw handled by Jacob Wilson, who made a spin about maybe 180 and made the delivery right on the money to first base and just in time. So 4-6-3. Boy, the Keystone combination looked really good on that double play. Cooper Bowman, Jacob Wilson. Pitch to the inside corner to Logan Cerny. And the count 0-1. So, base runner this time is wiped away quickly. Brady with a wind in the pitch, and that'll sail high. The count is one ball, one strike. Both of these teams are going to a piggyback starting system in this evening's game. Hooks, Astros affiliates do that a lot. Pitch down and in for a ball, 2-1. A couple more prospects are lined up to pitch in this game. Wind in the delivery, and that is, boy, that's a strike. That one caromed off the glove of Daniel Susak. You don't see those called strikes very often, but that one was. A.J. Blueball will follow to the mound for Corpus Christi tonight, and Gunnar Hoagland will go for the Rockhounds again as part of the piggyback start lined up for both clubs tonight. Astros have been doing that for a long time. Obviously, only one guy gets a game started, but it's basically designed that two guys will share the starting role. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and missed. Off-speed pitch, and Daniel Susak digs it out of the dirt, tags the batter Logan Cerny. And the inning comes to an end, so Brady now has struck out four batters, a couple of base runners along the way, but no damage done. So we have played a couple at the beach in Whataburger Field after two complete Rockhounds and hooks, no score.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. At this cool, no one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
And we look forward to seeing you on Tuesday evening and throughout the home season, which gets going with the Amarillo Sod Poodles come knocking on the door beginning on Tuesday. Hounds looking for their first base runner, top of the third inning, no score. Caden Trinkle, Jeremy Ironman, and Cooper Bowman, bottom third of the order. Face Miguel Uliola. There is nothing difficult, really, about Uliola, or saying it. But every once in a while, a name trips you up, and I apologize for the entire pregame and first inning to Miguel. Pitch outside for ball one to Caden Trinkle. Goodness. Caden, left-handed hitter, one of only three, by the way, on the Hounds roster. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That is up high for ball two. That's the first 2-0 count, I do believe, for the right-hander. And making his double-A debut. Looks have the infield shaded to pull. Trinkle takes inside for a ball. A quick 3-0 count. Caden can run a little bit. The outfield has him solidly the opposite way. The infield has him to pull and shallow at third base. Pitch, up high, ball four. So, again, mention that Uliola last year struck out a lot of batters, but he did walk a lot. Now, we haven't had a ton of base runners. That's the first runner for the Rockhounds. But both ball clubs have indicated that they will not be afraid to run. And, of course, the Hooks already have a steal in this game. Both catchers are really good defensively. And we'll see how that will play in. Called strike to Jeremy Ironman in the outside corner. Right-handed hitting third baseman. Boy, just say it right up top, right here, right now. You just want Jeremy Ironman to have a healthy season. He has really battled injury, and it's got to be so frustrating. A high draft choice. Toss here to first base. So that is toss over number one. And Jeremy has, simply put, he's really fought staying healthy. In only 36 games last year, swings, and there is a line drive in the left center field. This ball's got a chance to get up and gone. It's gone. That is a line drive home run out of here to left field. Sidewalk souvenir for Jeremy Ironman. Boy, that baseball could not have been in the air before landing and colliding with terra firma in left field for more than just a few seconds. Well, I'm glad I said that you just love him to have a healthy season, and he responds with an 0-1 pitch that he lines out of here for a two-run home run, Jeremy Eierman. And the walk comes back to haunt as Caden Trinkle will score ahead of Jeremy. That was a line drive. Here's Cooper Bowman, takes a pitch down and in for ball one, a ball and no strikes. And Jeremy Eierman is a kid who can, he got some pop. Pitch will miss to Cooper for ball two, two balls and no strikes. So the Rockhounds on top, 2-0. Boy, the first two base runners turn into two runs. Here's a high fly into shallow center field, and Corona is there making the call in the breeze, and he will make the play for the out. So one down and back up to the top of the order now for Jacob Wilson. Rockhound shortstop. He's already come up with big defensively in this game. Swings at the first pitch, and he pops this up. But it's going to get back and out of play. The count is no balls and a strike. Right-handed hitter digs in. Pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate, 0-2. Struck out his first time up on a 1-2 pitch. And that is fairly unusual for Jacob Wilson. And again, very young as a pro. Swings, woo, lines one toward his own dugout. Hello, how are you? 0-2, the count remains. Colby Thomas on deck. The stretch and pitch, and that will sail outside for a ball. It's 1-2. Jacob playing in just 26 games a year ago, his first pro season, and swings and misses. So he has struck out twice in this game. He has struck out in each of his first two at-bats at AA. He struck out 11 times in 99 at-bats last year. But again, this is a whole nother level. And the batter is Colby Thomas. And the first delivery to him is up high for a ball. Home run from Jeremy Eierman has the Rockhounds on top. And a score of 2-0. Already have my first quandary of this season. Pitch drops down low, two balls, no strikes. Oh, I love opening night. Our audio program has just gone away. The pitch drops down low for a ball, three balls and no strikes. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be an interesting evening. The stretch and pitch, and that'll find the inside edge. Colby thought he might have had a base on balls, but instead the count goes 3-1. Bases are empty after the Eierman home run, two men down. And the delivery, and up, that will miss, so ball four. So again, three strikeouts in this ball game for Uliola. But now a couple of walks, and the first one, of course, turned into a run. On a home run by Jeremy Eierman. So Colby Thomas, the base runner. And he is going. And on the pitch, he will get there easily. Throw on a hop, stolen base. Well, as we said, both of these ball clubs expected to run. They are both very capable. They both have some high-volume base stealers, and Colby was running. He had 25 steals a year ago, and he swiped that one. So a runner in scoring position with two men out. delivery got the outside corner. Tough pitch to Brennan Malone. Boy, that just got there knee-high just on the outside edge, and it was breaking away as it did. 0-2 count. Denzel Clark on deck. Hounds on top, 2-0 here in the top half of the third inning. And to the baseball radio heavens, thank you. The audio came the audio program went away. It came back about 8 seconds ago. Thank you. We have something new as the strike is called on Brennan Malone to end the inning. And the Hounds leading it 2-0 to the bottom half of the third. 50 years of baseball. And we're going to take a look back at some of the moments and some of the events we hope that you will enjoy. Hounds lead it 2-0 to the bottom of the third.
The Texas League has been playing ball for 136 years, since 1888. In that time, by our count, 958 teams have taken the field. Quick quiz. Between 1 and 20, how many of the 958 clubs have won four or more consecutive Texas League championships? The answer is 2. The Fort Worth Panthers won 6 in a row from 1920 to 1925. And nearly a century later, the Rockhounds won 4 consecutive Texas League titles from 2014 to 17. Hey, you got to check out the Fort Worth Panthers. Between 1920 and 25, they played 914 games and won 632 of them. That's basically 70%. But it was also a different era entirely. Imagine a Texas League player hitting 32 home runs and coming back the next season. Clarence Big Boy Kraft, I wouldn't kid you, belted 32 homers and hit 352 for the Panthers in 1921, and he came back for three more seasons, hitting 55 homers in one of them. And Fort Worth had two pitchers who were with the club for all six of the championships. Paul Wattell won 20 or more games five times, and Joe Pate won at least 20 in each of the six seasons, twice winning 30. It was a different Texas League world back then, and the Fort Worth Panthers ruled it.
We go to the top of the, bottom of the third inning, and Miguel Palma, that catcher, leads it off. That's down and in for ball one. Palma, then Jeremy Orocho, and back up top for Tommy Sacco Jr. here in the bottom of the third. Hounds ride the two-run home run to the early lead. Swinging a pop foul high in the air. This ball may stay playable. Susak. Nope, he lost it. Ball will fall behind him. That one straight back. Brennan Malone, Rockhound's first baseman, had a good look at that, and he was charging in. I don't think Daniel got a look, and of course, the ball right back over his head. The wind then brought it back, as did the trajectory and spin on the baseball, but Daniel overran a little bit, and the ball will fall harmlessly. Just a foul ball. One ball, one strike. Miguel Palma, right-handed hitting catcher, swings on a line drive, base hit, left center field. That is a videotape replay of the Tommy Sacco base hit. So the third base runner for the Hooks. Each team now has had three base runners in this game. The Hooks, a pair of line drive singles and a hit batsman. The Hounds, two walks and a two-run home run. Now here's Jeremy Orocho. Orocho signed as a minor league free agent. He only hit 255 at Advanced A last year, actually at low A. Swinging it, tried to push the bunt, and it's handled by Malone. Brennan Malone with a sliding catch on the grass between the bag and the mound on the bunt attempt by Orocho, but he got a little bit too much of it, kind of a soft line drive, and boy, Malone made a terrific sliding catch. Hounds have turned in two really nice defensive plays in this game, the double play. Cooper Bowman and Jacob Wilson, and now Brennan Malone, with a really nice sliding catch. Good reaction. Pitch inside to Tommy Sacco Jr. He had the base hit to lead off the bottom of the first inning. One on, one out. Miguel Palma, the base runner. He's the catcher. Brady Basso comes set. Fastball, nope, down and in. Ball two, didn't miss by much. Have so much just respect for Brady and the journey that he has endured to be here and to have the season that he did last year. There's a swing, and that ball is hit high to left field, and I don't think that's coming back. That is to the base of the wall and gone, and we are tied. Boy, Tommy Sacco Jr. is having himself a night. That one got just enough of the air, and the wind again is pushing toward left field, and it always does here. And that one, I do believe, was wind-aided, and I say that not in any way to demean it. There was a good swing of the bat, and Sacco is now 2-for-2. But it was up in the air a bit, and again, the wind is strong, and it's blowing that way, and the ball really carries to left field here. You see how far that cleared the fence by. Boy, not much at all. So, yeah, the wind kind of finished the job. Brady delivers high and away to Kennedy Corona, who struck out on 11 pitches in the bottom of the first. Brand new game, 2-2 tie. Good breaking pitch just down and away, 2-0 to a dangerous hitter. Brady drafted in 2019, of course 2020 went away, swinging a foul straight back. So he pitched a little bit after being drafted in 2019. Nobody played minor league ball in 2020. And in mid-June of 2021, he was sidelined by an arm injury that resulted in Tommy John surgery. Here's a bouncer foul at the plate, 2-2 to Corona. Bases empty, one man down. 2-2 tie on the home run by Sacco. So June 15th, 2021. It's the last time Brady had pitched. Here's a swing and a foul ball straight back. Right over the top of the press box, 2-2. And he came back in mid-May a year ago. So almost 2 full years between appearances. 2-2 pitch. Did he go? Appeal and no. Little check swing on a pitch to the dirt. Boy, so here they go again. 3-2 count, and this will be the seventh pitch of this plate appearance. And Kennedy Corona is chewing up a whole big bunch of Brady Basso's pitch limit here tonight. Be the 19th pitch he has seen in two trips to the dish. 3-2. Swung on and missed. He got it. So Brady strikes Kennedy Corona out for the second time. That's his fifth strikeout. Two strikeouts totaling 18 pitches against Kennedy Corona. Here is Jacob Melton. Left-handed hitter. Waggles that bat. Swings, chops one over the pitcher's head. Charging shortstop Jacob Wilson. Throw to first in time. Inning is over. So each team has a through three innings, I should say, each team with a two-run home run. And so the 24 opening night is all even up. We'll give you some totals in a moment from Corpus Christi, Texas. After three, it's a 2-2 tie.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
two big swings, one for each team, and we have ourselves a 2-2 tie as we go to the top half of the third inning. Rockhounds at Corpus Christi Hooks. Denzel Clark leads it off as we go to the fourth. And Denzel takes a strike to the knees from Miguel Uliola. Uliola. It's actually a very lyrical name. It just wasn't in the first inning or so. Chopper to the left side is a foul ball. It's 0-2. Rockhounds two runs on just one hit. No errors and a man left. Corpus two runs on three base hits. No errors and one man left on base. Pitch swung on in. This boy, good fastball running away. And Denzel could not catch it, so Denzel Clark out on strikes. It's five strikeouts for each pitcher in this game. Glancing at the Hounds bullpen, and I see if that's Gunnar Hoagland throwing yet. Batter is Daniel Susak. He bounced out to third base his first time up, 0 for 1. Big swing and a miss from Daniel. Man, he had a cut at that, 0-1. So two all here, top of the fourth inning. Teams continue this series tomorrow at 7:05 and Sunday at 5:05. Pitch drops down low, one ball, one strike. Yeah, 5:05, cowards. Come on, guys, playing the early afternoon. Nope, 7:05 tomorrow, 5:05 on Sunday. Monday is the now usual off day. Swing and a miss on a pitch down and in, and the count goes 1-2 to Daniel Susak, right-handed hitting catcher. Junior Perez is on deck. Two-run home run, Jeremy Ironman in the top half of the third. Two-run home run by Tommy Sacco Jr. in the bottom half of the third inning. We are tied at two. Pitch to the dirt. Count is even at two balls and two strikes. Field entirely in shadows now. We're in the sunset. We're in a gorgeous sky here tonight. Here's the 2-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. Chase one down and away. Hounds have some guys who have double-A experience. Not an overwhelming number. I guess Jeremy Ironman is the most veteran of the players, but again, he's missed a lot of time due to injury. Denzel Clark has been around a bit. Cooper Bowman played about two-thirds of last year. Here's Junior Perez now. Pitch swung on foul straight back. Boy, he had a rip, 0-1. But there are a lot of players on this ball club. Top third of the order, for example, Jacob Wilson, Colby Thomas, Brendan Malone, all in their first double-A games here tonight. And there is an adjustment process to be sure. Sharp bouncer to third. Maybe not that sharp. Gregorio Petit thought he was going to kick that ball. We'll get into it a little bit further, but this evening is a homecoming for Gregorio, and this season is a homecoming for him. He managed the Hooks for two seasons, and on his way up to the big leagues, he was a member of the Rockhounds. Pitch, a swing and a miss. Boy, and a hat trick of strikeouts here in the fourth inning. As Uliola will strike out the side, so the Hounds go in order. And again, a lot of guys who are very new to the double-A level, and it is a step up, and strikeouts mounting a little bit here this evening. That is seven of them through the first four innings of work for Uliola. Looks like Gunnar Hoagland will come on to pitch. And so we will go to the bottom half of the fourth inning in Corpus Christi, and as we do, Hooks and Hounds in a 2-2 tie.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grady Basso's evening is over after three innings, and Gunnar Hoglund will come on. Again, this is a scheduled piggyback start, as is the case for the Hooks, although, again, just pitch counts being rather significantly different. So Brady's evening over. He'll go three innings in this game. Gives up two runs on three base hits. Both runs, of course, are earned. Did not walk a batter. Struck out five and did hit one batter. And Gunnar Hoglund will take over. His second double-A appearance. He made one appearance for the Hounds a year ago. Swinging a pop foul back into that, well, that evening sky. The scattered kind of wispy clouds off to the left, catching the last rays of the sun. Bright, kind of a pinkish and gray edge to him. Gorgeous sunset here this evening. Pitch on the way. Called strike on the inside corner to Colin Barber. And quickly 0-2 on the Hooks DH. Colin Barber, a strikeout on three pitches against Brady Basso in the first inning. Hoglund's pitch, swing and a miss. Boy, Barber up twice and down twice, both on strikes, a total of six pitches. So Gunnar with his first strikeout of this ball game. And like Brady Basso, he is a prospect among the top 30 for the A's, rated number 19 by MLB.com, the right-hander. Jordan Brewer swings, fly ball, right field. That'll be straight away for Trinkle. Caden drifts in about six steps now, makes the catch. Brewer with the first pitch swing, and Jordan Brewer flies out to right field. Two up, two down for Gunnar Hoglund. And a right-hander now face Chad Stevens. And Chad Stevens, a shortstop, ended up hitting 220 a year ago for the Hooks. He was well under 200 for a while, and second half was far improved. Called strike on the outside edge, 0-1. His strikeout total was astronomical. He struck out 176 times. Swings and sends a high fly ball again to right field. Does Caden have it? Does he know where it is? No, I don't know that he does. Nope, the ball's going to drop. That's going to be a double for Stevens. The throw is not going to be in time. Well, that one, instantaneously, you can see Caden reacted. That'll be a base hit. And, in fact, it is a double, although it is a very fortuitous double. Ball was lost in the lights. So a 2-2 tie with a runner in scoring position and two men down. Chad Stevens last year hit 15 home runs and had 60 runs batted in. But again, the strikeout total was high. He also drew a good amount of walks, so he's an interesting hitter. But he finished the season, I would think, the second half much stronger than the first, and he gets a little flare double here that got lost in the lights. Now here's Logan Cerny. Tie-breaking run in scoring position, two out in the fourth inning. Pitch by Hoglund down and away for a ball, so that was nothing that really reflects on the pitcher at all. Caden, I think, struggled a little bit with Jordan Brewer's fly ball that he then reacted and caught. But that one, you could see he lost it in the lights almost immediately. Pitch from Hoglund just outside, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. So runner in scoring position with two out here in the fourth inning. And Gunnar trying to overcome the bad break. Right-hander, 6'4", 225, out of Hudson, Florida. Looks at the runner at second, comes to the plate, swinging a chopper back up the middle. Jacob Wilson behind the bag, makes the play and the throw in time. Nicely handled. Don't know that you want to call it a web jam, but it was nicely handled and it saved a run. If that gets through, the tie would have been broken. So the flare double. In the end, it does no damage. And four innings in the book. So we've got a good one going at the beach here. On opening night 2024, after four, Village Car Wash score is a 2-2 tie.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Hounds 2 and the Hooks 2 for a Corpus Christi evening settling in here on the edge of the bay in Corpus Christi. Hounds have a kind of a strange, one of the little quirks of the schedule. The Hounds are here for just 3 days. This is the one of two three-game series over the course of the year. There is one after the All-Star break as well. And, in fact, the Hounds will next be here, I believe it's in mid-July, for three games again. And not until the end of the year do we actually play a full series here, the last six games of the year. Schedule makers have a sense of humor. We will go to the top half of the fifth inning of play. And Caden Trinkle will lead it off for the Rockhounds. And delivery will get there for a called strike. Caden drew a walk and then scored on the Ironman home run. The Hounds taking a 2-0 advantage. The pitch, and that will just miss up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Miguel Ulloa still on the mound. Again, his pitch count much lower than Brady Basso's, so he's taking it into the fifth inning. Pitch down and in for ball three. Well, he has faced Caden Trinkle twice, and at this point he's thrown in seven pitches and has not thrown a strike. So Caden leading it off here as he did in the third, and the count is 3-0. Pitching up way up high. Because one was called a strike, one was called a strike, so it is now 3-1. Beg your pardon. Now, there was a little flinch on, I believe, the second pitch from home plate umpire Austin Snow, and I did not see him make the strike call. So, 3-1. And this one down and in, ball four. Well, eight pitches out of nine have missed the zone to Caden Trinkle. Third walk for Ulloa. And Caden has drawn two of them, and after he drew, that is, his first one, this fella, Jeremy Ironman, lined one out of here. By the way, I thank my friend Michael Coffin in the booth next door. Exit velocity on the Ironman home run was 107 miles an hour, and the ball went 397 feet on a rope. I would love to know, as much as I like that technology, I'd love to know elapsed time from crack of the bat to thud against whatever it hit beyond the wall. Jeremy takes backup pitch for a strike, and it's 0-1. Jeremy, third baseman, excellent defender, and always has been. Right-handed hitter, fairly upright, points that bat almost straight to the heavens, and the pitch check swing. Did he go? The appeal? Nope, did not. That was close. Crowd will react. One ball, one strike. Caden Trinkle, the base runner. Ironman straight away at the dish. Ulloa with the set at the letters. Pitch swung on, ground ball left side. That is going to be knocked down by Sacco. Throws to second, but he throws it away. That ball will get into right field. So, don't know how that will be scored. He did attempt to get the runner at second, so it may go as a fielder's choice. There will be a It'll be an error for sure. I would think that's actually a hit. I don't think there was much of any chance. And, yep, Jeremy will get an infield, a single to right field. Caden Trankel goes to second base on the base hit and goes to third on the throwing error on Tommy Sacco Jr. So he already has a single, a steal, and a two-run home run, but now he has an error in his first and third. And nobody out. Pitch high and running is Ironman. I think he got there. Yep, he did. He got around the tag. Boy, the Hounds said they were going to run. Palma's throw was very close. That was a really good slide. That's a veteran there. Jeremy Ironman sliding to the backside of the bag. I think the throw had a good chance to get him. But he eluded the tag. I'm going to watch again here. Yeah, he just got the outside corner of the base just ahead of the tag. One ball, no strike. Second and third, nobody down. 2-2 tie for the Hounds threatening, and the infield is in. Pitch will get there, called strike, and it's 1-1. Cooper Bowman at the plate. Before I could say, is that bat interrupted by a stolen base? That's appropriate. Cooper loves to steal bases. Went 35 out of 38 last year. Right-handed hitting shortstop flew to center his first time up. Takes up and in. Count goes 2-1. I believe there is activity in the bullpen. Trankel is at third, Ironman at second. Count is 2-1. Bowman waits. Right-handed hitter. Infield in, right at the edge of the grass. Takes down low ball 3. Top of the order, Jacob Wilson on deck. We're in the top of the fifth inning, a 2-2 tie. Loyola comes set. 3-1 to Cooper. And it got there. Backup pitch. Not knee high, inside corner perhaps. 3-2. Cooper, right-handed hitter. A respectable 262 a year ago. Has a little power, has plenty of speed, really good base runner. 3-2 stretch, pitch on the way, and he got it. Called third strike. Cooper thought he had a walk. So, strikeout. Still second and third, but now one man down. Uliola has given up, and I think that's going to be it for him. Yep, that will be it. So, pitching change here. And it'll be second and third with one man down. He walked 3, gave up only 2 hits. And he struck out 8 batters. So his day is done. And we'll see if this is Bluba who will come on now. Sometimes you'll have a reliever who will kind of bridge between the two. And that'll be the case here is Brian DePaula. Will come on to pitch. And he will face Jacob Wilson at the top of the order. It'll be second and third, 2 men down. So right-hander Brian DePaula is on in the fifth inning. It is Brian DePaula, but he is left-handed. There we go. Yeah, welcome to opening night, huh? Right-handed, left-handed. Yeah, these are technical baseball terms. Mention Jacob Wilson, who will come to the plate now. It's, again, with second and third, one man down. One of the things about Jacob that just jumps off the stat sheet at you, and I'm one of those who has never been convinced fully that striking out is okay. I understand it's part of the game and all of that, but, boy, strikeout totals, of course, have just gotten astronomical. But as a young player and then at college in Grand Canyon University and in his first pro season, again, Jacob Wilson, a guy who just flat out doesn't like to strike out. He struck out only 11 times in 99 at-bats in his first pro season. But welcome to Double-A. He's 0-2 with 2 strikeouts in this game. And, again, that'll be a... His will be, I think, a really interesting number to watch. Now, DePaula ready. Left-hander delivers, but it's down low for ball 1, 1-0. Now Brian DePaula, big tall left-hander, goes in at 6'3", 225. Inherits two runners on here with one man down. Stretch and pitch to Jacob. Grounder to second base. Runner will come to the plate. The throw is in time. Ken Trinkle thought he beat it. So did Gregorio. So did I. That was really close. Caden Trinkle's slide, I thought, might have beaten the throw home. But nope. Now I'm going to watch it again here. Chopper fairly sharply hit. See if the throw got there in time. Boy, I don't know. That is, well, that's one of those that invented or was the cause of the phrase bang, bang. That was really a bang, bang call. Caden Trinkle is out. 4-2 goes the play. So it's first and third, but with two men down for Colby Thomas. Hounds with a great chance here, but now two away. Pitch up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. That last one, that would be one of those that would be really cool to see on, you know, the ESPN or whatever network you choose that has 87 different angles at it. And, you know, one of those camera angles that you can see the grains of dirt pitched down and away, two balls, no strikes. That was a really, really close play. Caden's reaction was instantaneous, so you get the feeling that was genuine. He really thought he beat the throw or the tag. Here's the 2-0 now. First and third, two man down, 2-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled away into what is all of a sudden a pitch black night sky. 2-1 the count. Hounds 2, hooks 2. Top of the fifth inning. Brian DePaula comes set at the belt. 2-1 pitch. Way outside, ball 3. So a 3-1 count. Again, Hounds have only two base hits in this game. Jeremy Ironman has both of them. He's at third base. Wilson at first. The pitch. Yeah, got there. Called strike inside corner. Colby Thomas, right-handed hitter. He is 0-for-1. Flew out to right field in the first inning. Walked and stole the base in the third. Very capable base stealer. He's got some pop, too. Stretch to Colby, pop fly right side. Wind is going to keep this close, and it goes into the seats by about 3 rows. So the count will stay 3-2 to the Rockhounds DH. Colby, by the way, an outfielder by trade. Third rounder out of Mercer College in 22. He did not play in 22, but played last season. Played for both of the single-A affiliates for the A's. Pitch to Colby. Swung on, foul tip. When that got Palmer just a little bit, the catcher. Count stays 3-2. So Colby Thomas doing battle here against Brian DePaula. With first and third and two away. Wind has not relented at all as we get into the nighttime. And, man, they have a good crowd here tonight on opening night. Of course, a Friday night. That helps. Stretch into 3-2. Foul ball again. This is one of the bigger ballparks in the Texas League. A couple of grass berms. One in deep right center. The other down the left field line. Both are heavily populated and most of the seats are filled. Pitch way up high. Back to the screen. That's going to score a run. Boy, DePaula really uncranked that one. So that is ball 4 plus a wild pitch in to score. Is Jeremy Ironman, and around to third is Jacob Wilson. So a 3-2 pitch, and I mean, he uncorked it. It's a walk and a wild pitch. The run is charged to the starter, Uliola. And Jeremy Ironman scores the go-ahead run. So now it's first and third, and here is Brennan Malone, Rockhounds' first baseman. DePaula's delivery, boy, and that would have hit him. Goes back to the screen, but it hit the batter. So the bases are loaded. Boy, DePaula all over the place with his last two. The wild pitch that went back to the screen was airmailed. This was down and in and hit Brennan Malone. So now the Hounds have the bases loaded. They have scored a run,
And they'd like to do more with this kind of an opportunity. And now Miguel Palma, catcher, is going to go out for a visit. So our first mound visit of the game. By the way, elsewhere, Texas League playing some baseball. Springfield is at Arkansas. And in the top half of the fifth inning, the Travs home team don't have a hit. It is Springfield 3 and Arkansas nothing. I just saw that's only the top of the fifth inning, of course, but notable. Tulsa is at Northwest Arkansas. Drillers leading the Naturals 3-1. Frisco is at Wichita. And the Riders have a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the fifth. And San Antonio is at Amarillo and leading the defending champ Sod Poodles 3-1 in the fourth inning. Here's a called steal right to Denzel Clark with a bases full and two men down at Whataburger Field in Corpus. It's Jacob Wilson at third base. Colby Thomas at second. Pitch down and in for a ball, 1-1. And Brendan Malone is on at first. Bases full. Denzel over two. He's popped to third and struck out swinging. Runners their leads, set by DePaula. Pitch down the middle, bit low. That got all the way down to the dirt. Two balls, one strike. So DePaula has a wild pitch, a walk, and a hit batsman. Got the fielder's choice with a play at the plate to the first batter he faced. 2-1. Good off-speed pitch. Outside corner called strike. Boy, Denzel watched that carefully, but that just froze him. That ball just nibbled at the outside edge with a breaking pitch. Two balls, two strikes. Bases full. Pitch to Denzel. Swings and pops one high in the air. Straight back out of play. Still a 2-2 count. Outfield straight away for Denzel. Deep in left. Medium, pretty well straight away in center. And shallow in right. And that tells you how strong the wind is. The 2-2. Swung on, fouled away again. If you're playing shallow against Denzel Clark, then it's either one of those desperation situations late in the game, the wind is blowing in that direction, or you have lost your mind. I believe in this case it was the second one. Bouncing ball over toward, Gregorio Petit can still get it done. Gee, with a little barehanded catch right there. So Denzel battling, got down in the count 0-2. It's now 2-2. He's fouled off three pitches. Two balls, two strikes. DePaula's delivery. Nice outside and high. Ball three. So now Denzel has taken an 0-2 count, and he has worked to get it to 3-2 with a bases full and two men down. 3-2 Hounds, top of the fifth. Runners their leads. DePaula the sign. Comes set at the belt. The 3-2 pitch and a swing and a miss, and he got him. So Denzel going to walk away, and boy, leaves three base runners stranded, so the Hounds get a little, and they would have liked to have gotten a lot. And we go to the bottom half of inning number five. The Rockhounds now have taken the lead in this game. From Corpus Christi, midway through the season opener, Hounds lead the Hooks 3-2.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Widener.com.
Ovented is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly.
A challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Oventive proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Bottom half of the fifth, and Miguel Palma, the catcher, right-handed hitter, leads it off for Corpus. First pitch, swing, ground ball, third base, right on the line. Handled by Jeremy Ironman, throw right on the money in plenty of time. One pitch, one swing, one strong hop, and one out. As Miguel Palma bounces out to Jeremy Ironman, mentioned he is a really good defender with a tremendous arm. Very, very accurate. And that wind, last I saw, I think 27. I think that's what I saw. Well, the readout here is Jeremy Orocho, guy you want to keep off base. Pitch outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Try to sacrifice bunt his first time up and hit kind of a soft, if you will, a little bunted line drive that Brennan Malone made a really good play on. The pitch called strike inside corner from Gunnar Hoglund, and it's one ball, one strike to Orocho. Top of the order, guy who's really been hot at the plate, Tommy Sacco Jr., awaits the 1-1 pitch. Just down and in. Two balls and one strike. Orocho had 47 steals at single A year ago. Played for the Dodgers organization. Pitched down low, 3-1. Boy, cannot offer this guy a walk. Really good chance he'll turn it into a double. Down shading a little bit up the middle with shortstop Jacob Wilson. Pitch swung on, ground ball going to go to Malone at first base. Covering the bag is Gunner, and he gets there in time. 3-1 goes the put out, nicely handled. Two man down, top of the order, and here is Sacco. Well, all he's done, he does have an error, although that run, by the way, was earned when all was said and done. But he has a single, a steal, and a two-run home run, two for two. I just glanced at the video board here. It's opening night, isn't it? Here's the first pitch. Woo, up and in, turned him away. Almost got him. He is batting 1,000. You know what? More than, well, even one at bat into a ball game, aren't many guys hitting 1,000. That one will settle just down the end. Not sure where that pitch missed. Don't know if we get a second look. Might have dropped a bit low. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0. Hound shade him about as much as you can without shifting. Pitch down and in, ball three. So base is empty, two down in the fifth. And Sacco with a 3-0 count. Jacob Wilson is just a little bit to the left of the bag, the shortstop. And Jeremy Ironman is basically playing shortstop. It won't matter. Four pitches away, ball four. Tying run on. Sacco runs a little bit. Had 16 steals a year ago. When mentioned, the stolen base numbers for Corpus team, they've got a lot of guys can run. Hounds have some as well, make no mistake. But Kennedy Corona last year, 31 steals. Jacob Melton, 46. Chad Stevens, 23. Logan Cerny, 20. And Jeremy Orocho, 47 of them. Pitch down low, and Hoagland now has missed with five in a row. Kennedy Corona is the batter, guy with just really good speed and power. Interesting prospect for the Astros. Hoagland's pitch. Boy, that's just high. That's ball two, and that's six in a row now. Corona has struck out twice against Brady Basso. It took 18 pitches in two at-bats for the two whiffs. 2-0 count. Outside half of the plate target, throw to first instead. Sacco getting back easily. Bottom of the fifth inning. Hounds lead the hooks 3-2. Hoagland, right arm at his side, has the sign. 2-0 count. Corona waits. Pitch outside and low ball 3. 3-0. This is one of those times where that pitcher's mound starts to become one of the loneliest places on the planet. Seven straight balls. Here's the pitch, and that is a high strike, and it's 3-1 to Corona. That one just got there. Austin Snow, our home plate umpire, Mickey Smith, is at first base, and
Daniel Bythway is at third on this opening night and for this quick three-game series to start the year. Runner goes, pitch on the way, taken from his knees. Susak's throw nowhere near in time. So the count is full. The tying run is in scoring position. Sacco with his second steal of the night. Boy, how about that? Well, again, he does have the error, but at the dish, Sacco has been really good. He has a single, a two-run homer, a walk, and two stolen bases. That's five innings into the season. And Jacob Melton is on deck. Corona very dangerous at the plate. Hoagland steps away as Sacco dances off second. Set by Gunner, hands right about at the letters. Glances twice at second base, comes to the plate, and just outside, ball four. Well, Corona, of course, got called out in the first inning, did not like it on a close pitch. This was the same, basically same pitch, but apparently just missed the outside edge. And now here's Jacob Melton. Was talking with Michael Coffin, the wonderful voice of the books and one of the, I don't know if the Associated Press has a top 25 of nicest people in the world. I don't know if Michael would make the top 25, but he sure would receive votes. And we were talking about this guy, about Jacob Melton. He's a left-handed hitter. This ballpark, in terms of power, now I say that, it'll knock the ball halfway to the moon, but the wind is a factor here in that regard. Pitch down the middle, called strike. Michael was telling me that before they played an exhibition game here on Wednesday against the Texas A&M Corpus Christi, and the wind was not in effect at all during BP, and Melton was just peppering right field and knocking the ball out of the yard. Here's the 0-1. Hands very active. Hoagland steps away. Now that's a pitch clock violation, our first, so the count is 1-1. The wind is stronger than usual, but in its usual alignment, blowing out toward left field. So it'll be interesting to watch Melton's numbers in this yard as long as he is here. This pitcher, called strike, just got there, and the count goes 1-2. Two men on, two men out. Bottom of the fifth inning, Hounds 3-2. Both runners run well. Sacco runs really well, and Corona runs extremely well. He's at first. Pitch to the left-handed hitter, Melton, and that is fouled back, and a count 1-2. Melton, a big guy. The Astros have worked with him on his swing a little bit. But boy, combination of power and speed is just exceptional. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And that's bounced toward first base. That's going to be Hoagland, the pitcher. And he will just wait for Melton and lets him run into the tag. And the inning will come to an end. One unassisted. So Gunner, a little bit of trouble finding the range for a while, but no damage done. No runs or hits. A couple of walks and two men are left on base. We'll give you some totals from Corpus Christi in just a moment. After five, the Hounds lead the Hooks 3-2.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
We have played five innings of baseball in the 2024 season, and the Rockhounds and Hooks, a good one. In the opener of a three-game series at Whataburger Field, Rockhounds lead it by the score of 3-2. Hounds have three runs on just two hits. Jeremy Ironman is the only Rockhound to get a base hit. Corpus Christi has two runs on four hits. The Hooks have committed an error the run that broke the tie is earned, but an error definitely helped in bringing it across. Hounds have not committed an error in this game. Each team has left four men on base. The Hooks have had a caught stealing and have hit into a double play. The Rockhounds have had an out recorded at home plate. But again, each team has four men left on base. A.J. Blueball will come on to pitch in the sixth inning. Again, he is the designed second of the piggyback starters. Brian DePaul is serving as a bridge, but he struggled a bit. Starter Miguel Uliola is still the pitcher of record, but DePaula gave up an inherited runner that scored. Daniel Susak looks at a strike just knee-high, and the top of the sixth inning is underway. Daniel 0 for 2 on a bounce out to third and a strikeout. Right-handed hitter. It's down and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Tremendous catching prospect. Top five pretty much universally in the rankings that you see among the A's farm. 1-1 pitch, ground ball to the shortstop. Backhanded by Stevens. Comes up throwing and got him. One man down, top half of the sixth inning. And the batter, Junior Perez, 0 for 2, couple of strikeouts in his Double-A debut. Hounds and Hooks, tomorrow evening at 7:05. J.T. Ginn to the mound for the Rockhounds against Alex Santos II. You know, I've looked at that name about four times, and I just had a thought run through my mind. I'll sneak that in when we can. It can't be, though. It just can't be. The pitch, boy, called strike. Junior thought he... That one had missed 0-1. The Rockhounds had a relief pitcher named Alex Santos in 2005 and 6. That can't be. No, can't be. I will do some research tonight. Swing and a miss, and the count quickly 0-2 to Junior. Right-handed hitting left fielder. Alex Santos was on the mound. This is appropriate. We're going to share one of our 50-year retrospectives with you here in a couple of moments after the end of this inning. And 2005 was the first outright championship in franchise history. Waited a while for it, and Alex was on the mound. Alex Santos, here's the 0-2. Swung out in a line to second base, right into the glove of Orocho, and it's two men down. Boy, Perez ripped it. Well, that's an out, and he's 0 for 3, but that was a pretty good at-bat. That was an 0-2 pitch, and Junior flat ripped it. Two down for Caden Trinkle. A.J. Blueball, right-hander, and again a prospect for the Astros. Swing and a bouncer, foul count is 0-1 to Caden Trinkle. Bases empty, two down, sixth inning, 3-2 Hounds. Blueball was a reliever in college. The Astros, though, see him as a potential starter. Again, this is a relief appearance, but it is a piggyback start. And he delivers down the middle, a called strike. 0-2 the count. Looked like a change. Kind of froze Caden. Blueball capable of mid to upper 90s even. Tall, slender right-hander delivers. This ball fouled out of play. Count 0-2. Mention our 50-year retrospectives, and we'll do a couple of these each night. Got a series of them done for you. And played a half century in counting of baseball. I think it deserves a second look, and we'll take a look at Rockhounds championship, start of a four-peat, pitch up high for a ball, our upcoming segment. First time around, told you about the team that won six in a row in the Texas League, way, way back, 1920 to 25, Fort Worth Panthers. Boy, it was a different time, space, and dimension. They had almost the same team all 6 years. No chance that happens now. The 1-2 pitch hit high into the night sky, drifting toward the seat, saying hello, everybody. Boy, it's a good crowd tonight. This has been just a tremendous franchise and location. This is the former Round Rock Express franchise, the Double-A franchise. Swing and a miss, and Caden is out on strikes. He's talking to himself. Chased that one up and out of the zone. So Blueball comes in and retires the side in order, concluding with a whiff of Caden Trinkle. Well, we'll talk about the four-peat and how it began. 50 years of baseball. I hope you enjoy it.
We've told you that only two teams in the Texas League's 136-year history have won four or more consecutive championships. Nearly a century after Fort Worth rattled off six in a row, the Rockhounds won four straight beginning in 2014. In that season, the Hounds and Frisco had the league's top two records, and the Rough Riders won the opener in the division playoffs before the Rockhounds stormed back to win three straight to capture the series. A tremendous five-game set for the Tulsa Drillers was capped when Nate Long combined with four relievers in a 5-0 shutout to clinch the Texas League title. Dusty Coleman and Connor Crumbliss both homered in that game, each playing for the final time in a Rockhounds uniform, a very fitting final chapter for two outstanding players and terrific people. A twist of fate opened the door for the player who would become the playoff MVP when an injury sidelined third baseman Jeffrey Marte in the final 3 days of the season. The A's brought a first-year pro named Matt Chapman to the Rockhounds. Chappie had been drafted in June of that year and played for single-A Beloit. The Snappers' season was over, so Matt was assigned to the Hounds. He joined the club on the final day of the regular season and went 0-3. He then led the Rockhounds to the Texas League title in the playoffs with his bat and glove. That glove, of course, turned both gold and platinum in the major leagues, and Chappie remains one of the finest defenders in the game.
One of my favorites, too, Matt Chapman, now with the San Francisco Giants. 50 years in calving, baseball celebrated our 50th season just a couple of years ago. Bottom half of the sixth inning of play, Colin Barber leads it off. First pitch, swing, high fly ball, left field. It'll carry, but I don't think enough. Now, drifting back is Junior Perez, and he will glove it. Well, when the wind is as strong as it is, really any time, but especially when the wind is a little stronger than usual, anything in the air to left field, and you hold your breath a little bit. That was really largely just a very routine fly ball to left field, but it carried almost to the track. So one pitch, one swing, and Colin Barber this time flies out. Here's Jordan Brewer, swings and fouls one away. I chuckled for a moment because Colin has just had a tough night at the plate, young man who just flew out to left field. He had struck out twice on a total of six pitches in his first two ABs. Went after the first one and hit it, but not quite well enough. Brewer takes down and away, and the count goes one ball, one strike from Gunnar Hoglund. Downs three, and the hook's two in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Gunner with a pitch, and that is chopped toward third base, backhanded nicely by Ironman. Sets up, throws, nice strong arm. Again, you look at that. Now, if you're looking just at a video and had no idea about the weather conditions, hey, it's not a tsunami or anything, but that wind is really strong, and it is right to left. Jeremy made that play near the bag at third, set his feet, and just threw a laser that did not waver. Here's Chad Stevens now. 1-for-2 with a flare double. Swings and misses, comes up empty 0-1. He bounced into a nicely turned double play in the second inning. And then a fly ball that Caden Trinkle just flat lost in the lights. Dropped for a double in the fourth. Swings and a pop foul. This may stay playable. Brennan Malone on the move. Will he get there? Daniel Susak will get there. Well, he missed one earlier. He didn't miss that. Man, that was an athletic play by the catcher. He made that catch to Daniel Susak on the run. Trying to do that with a catcher's mitt sometime. And for the first time in this game, the hooks have gone in order. Well, Daniel Susak, we told you, he is a good defensive catcher, and boy, did he ever show it there. So we have played six innings on opening night in Corpus Christi, and after six, it's the Hounds 3, the Hooks 2.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds Baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
Top of the stretch inning, Jeremy Ironman is swinging a miss just as we come back. Jeremy, 2 for 2. Two-run homer, a single, a steal, and a run scored. Right-handed hitter leading it off. A.J. Bluebaugh, tall, slender right-hander with a pitch, and a backup delivery gets there inside corner 0-2. Cooper Bowman and Jacob Wilson, 9-1 in the order to follow. Pitch to Jeremy, down and away. Good patience, 1-2. On the ball, he hit out of there. Now, again, wind is blowing, and it's hard. The wind is blowing hard, and it was the reason that the home run by Sacco cleared the left field wall. Pitched down and away for a ball 2-2, and I'm saying that not out of anything vindictive at all. That's simply the case. The ball got out of here by, I would say, less than 10 feet, and the wind is that strong. Ironman's line drive was really stunning. Swings and a chopper back up middle, second baseman going to charge. Orocho makes the play, and the throw, and he got him by a step. Good play by Orocho. One down, top of the seventh inning. Brings up Cooper Bowman. Cooper 0 for 2. He flew out to center field and struck out. He gets on base, man. He is fun to watch. So 35 bases a year ago. Takes just down and away for a ball, 1-0. Season was interrupted a couple of times by injury. I have to go back and look. He had three caught stealings. Pitched down and away for a ball, two balls, no strikes. Nobody on, one down here in the seventh. I know that at least two, if not all three, of his caught stealings were at third base. Might have been caught once trying to steal second. Here's the 2-0. Way up high, and count goes three balls, no strikes. There haven't been a ton of base runners in this game. There have been just six base hits plus some walks. But the teams have been aggressive on the bases, and I would think Cooper would be running should he get on here, the 3-0, and that's right down the middle, 3-1. Right-handed hitter out of Rapid City, South Dakota. Facing right-hander A.J. Bluebaugh. Pitch swung on and ripped but foul. Wide of the bag at third. The count is full. Three balls and two strikes. Ball retrieved by Tommy Sacco, who now repositions. He's ready to go, and so are we. Three balls, two strikes. Cooper waits. 3-2 pitch. Ground ball, third base, fair ball. Sacco behind the bag makes the play. Going to have to hurry. Did he get him? Yep, by a quarter step. That's a good play. Again, especially the third baseman, when you're throwing from near the line, and that was the case there with Sacco and was the case earlier with Jeremy Ironman. I mean, you are throwing the length of the diamond across it into the wind, and the wind is strong, and those throws have been really good. Top of the order, here's Jacob Wilson, 0 for 3 in ball game. Open stance. Sets up, takes a called strike, 0-1. Jacob tapping that shoulder a little bit with that hard hit, one hopper at second, but on the outfield grass to make the play is Orocho. He'll throw to first, and the inning is over. Sharply hit ball. That was a good swing of the bat from Jacob Wilson, but Rockhounds will go in order all on ground balls. In the words of the late Harry Carey, I am remiss. I missed some of our earlier trivia, and I apologize. But hey, it's opening night. It's opening night. But we've got some non-Googleable trivia coming up for you. Compliments of our friends at Bud Light. We'll do that as we head into the seventh inning stretch in Corpus Christi with the Rockhounds leading the Hooks 3-2.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
And we are bound here for the bottom half of the seventh inning. Rockhounds 3, Corpus Christi Hooks 2. We'll give you our non-Googleable trivia in just a moment. Gunnar Hoagland back to the mound as the Hounds take the one-run lead into the last half of the stretch inning. Logan Cerny, Miguel Palma, and Jeremy Orocho, bottom third of the order, to face the bearded right-hander. Throw goes through to second base, so here we go. We'll answer this trivia right after the very first pitch, okay, to Logan Cerny. Now, this is entering today. I have not looked at tonight's MLB scoreboard, all right, so it does not include tonight. But going into play today, only one team had yet to win a game in Major League Baseball. What is the only winless team in the big leagues entering play tonight? The answer here, okay, I'll give you two pitches. Logan Cerny takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Right-handed hitting left fielder. He is struck out and bounced to shortstop. Hoagland set, turns and delivers, down and in for a ball, one ball and one strike. One more pitch, okay, one more pitch. Don't Google it. See, non-Googleable, it's opening night, so this is actually Googleable. I'll work on that. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss, good breaking pitch, 1-2. The Miami Marlins, 0-8, had a big lead on the Angels at one point early on, and then Mike Trout went nuts. Here's the 1-2 swing, foul out of play, one ball and two strikes. Former Rockhound, Jesus Luzardo, really good young pitcher. I'm going to assume might even be the number one guy for Washington due to the injury. Pitch down and away for a ball to Alcantara. Tremendous pitcher for Miami, but Jesus is high up in that rotation. Wish him all the best. Really good kid. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Got him. Called third strike outside corner. Cerny barked a bit and walks away. Strikeout for Gunnar Hoagland. It's his second. There's one hit, two walks, two Ks. Here is Miguel Palma. Let's see, six base hits in this game. Two guys have four of them. Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Tommy Sacco has a single and a home run for Corpus Christi. Jeremy Ironman has a single and a home run for the Rockhounds. He has both of the Hounds hits. There's a swing and a miss by Palma. Count goes 1-1. Palma has a single, and Chad Stevens has a double, but that was a ball that was lost in the lights. So really just five bona fide base hits in this game. Pitch up high, 2-1. Then the Hounds with a narrow 3-2 lead, bottom of the seventh inning here on opening night. Broadcast brought your way, a non-Googleable trivia brought your way by Bud Light. A swing and a miss, 2-2 to Palma, or to Palma rather. Miguel, top 25 prospect for Houston. Kid is a tremendous defensive catcher. One of the things he does really well is frame, and of course that will be an art form that will soon be useless. 2-2, down and away, ball three. Full count now. Again, Gunnar Hoagland gave up the double to Chad Stevens, but that was just a little flare to right field that dropped. He's walked two, struck out two. 3-2 here. Ball hit high in the air. in the right field, in the right center, dripping over is Clark. And Denzel will glove it. You know, the crowd reacted, and clearly that ball was not going to get out of here on a calm evening. And you get very few of those in Corpus, but on a calm evening, that might have gotten a little bit scary. But Denzel, as it turns out, with the wind the way it is, made the catch in deep right center, but far short of the track. Now Jeremy Orocho. Switch hitter batting from the left side, takes high and away for ball one. Base is empty, two down, but boy, you don't want to give up a free pass to this guy because he'll run. And Tommy Sacco Jr. has been all the offense for Corpus, and he's on deck. Pitch is outside, that's ball two. Not saying that the hooks would score if Orocho walks, but again, you just, well, you're tempting fate if you give him the base on balls, but instead of swing and a miss, the count goes 2-1. Now, Orocho played last year for Inland Empire, the 66ers, and that is the single-A California League, but had a very good year. Takes down the middle, called strike 2-2. Stole 47 bases, hit just 255, which is medium, I guess. But he walked more than he struck out. 2-2 count, playing in his first double-A game. Swings and fouls it back, and the count will stay 2 balls, 2 strikes. Top of the order, Tommy Sacco Jr. on deck. Each team a 2-run home run. Jeremy Ironman for the Hounds answered in the same third inning by Tommy Sacco. And the Hounds broke the tie in the fifth. Frankenstein won together. 2-2 pitch. Oh, my goodness. Gunner thought he had him and looked pretty good. But in retrospect, and I got a quick look at the replay, pitch was down just a bit low. 3-2. Orocho waits. It's a big pitch. And it's high, ball four. Well, I'm just telling you, if that's tempting fate, one on and two down in a one-run game. Tommy Sacco is 2-for-2. Single and a steal. Two-run home run. And a walk and a steal. So Orocho, the base runner. He was 47 out of 51 on the base paths last year. That was single A. He is not going. Pitch to Sacco. Inside, ball one. The Gunner has battled command a little bit in this game. 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. Orocho the lead, 1-0 count. Sacco waits. Runner is going. Pitch is taken. Throw by Susak, nowhere near in time. Boy, Orocho is quick. Tying run in scoring position. Again, can't give that kid a walk. Just can't do it. But, yes, you can, and boy, that pitch might have been a pitch out. Could have been just a bit up and away. Wasn't overwhelmingly so. But now the tying run, and you know anything gets safely into the outfield. It's a tie game. Pitch on the way to Sacco. Ground ball right side. Cooper Bowman, edge of the grass, makes the play, and the throw in the inning is over. Cooper handles the sharp bouncer to the right side of the infield. The base on balls got a little bit dicey. But no damage is done. So we've played 7, and we will give you a look at some totals here in a couple of moments. We're in Corpus Christi, Texas at Whataburger Field. We've played 7 innings in 2024. Rockhounds 3, Hooks 2.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Jeremy Ironman leads Tommy Sacco Jr. 3-2. And because of that, the Rockhounds lead the Corpus Christi Hooks 3-2. Scoreless into the top half of the third inning, Caden Trinkle drew a walk, and Jeremy Ironman just blistered a line drive home run. Hounds led 2-0. Bottom of the third inning, a single by Miguel Palma leading off the inning. And Tommy Sacco Jr., just to be honest, a wind-aided home run, but he's had a terrific night at the plate. The wind did push the ball over the wall in left field, but that tied the game at three. At two in inning number three. We were tied at two apiece. Rockhounds kind of manufactured one in the fifth inning. Jeremy Ironman's single was the only base hit of the inning, and he would score the go-ahead run on a wild pitch. Top of the eighth inning, Colby Thomas leads it off and fouls the first pitch back. It's 0-1. Colby Thomas, Brennan Malone, and Denzel Clark. Well, Colby's 0-1, but he's been on base 2 out of 3. Couple of walks with a stolen base. Open stance, hands up high. Ground ball toward the shortstop. To his left is Stevens. He's a good defender. Makes the play nicely, throws him out. We haven't had anything that would crack a top 10 in this game, but there have been some just really good defensive plays. Nothing spectacular, but just really good, solid defense. And again, I tip my cap to the two third basemen in particular for their work in throwing into that wind, which has been strong from the get-go. Here's Brennan Malone, 0-2 with a hit-by-pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking pitch from A.J. Bluebaugh. Boy, Bluebaugh has been really good. He's now faced seven and retired seven. Five on ground ball outs. Breaking pitch inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Brennan Malone with Stockton and Lansing last year. Split the season with a two single A affiliates. Hit a very solid 285. Set by Bluebaugh. Pitch away. Count goes 2-1. Denzel Clark on deck. He's had a frustrating night. Big guy would love to do some damage. Brennan Malone, guy with 17 home runs a year ago. Takes, boy, just outside. Boy, that, as we used to say in Little League, good eye, 3-1. Nobody on, one down, top of the eighth inning. Hounds have 3 runs, 2 hits, no errors. The Hooks, 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. Swinging a foul ball high in the air. It's going to wend its way into the seats. So the count is full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Hounds and Hooks tomorrow evening at 7:05 and Sunday early evening at 5:05. Pitch swung on and missed. He'll be chasing one, or Brennan rather, chasing one up in the zone. So 2 down. Boy, Bluebaugh continues to be really good. Here's Denzel. He popped out to the third baseman in the second inning and has struck out twice since. The second of those came on a 9-pitch at bat, but the strikeout came with the bases loaded, 2 down in the fifth inning after the Hounds had taken the 3-2 lead. Turns into it. Did he go? He might have. Nope, did not. The crowd grumble. That is still the most toss of the coin call is a check swing strike. Did he go? It's the 1-0 pitch. That'll settle in over the knees of the outside corner. Count 1-1 as Denzel takes the strike. Very tall right-handed hitter. Hands about the even with the crown of the batting helmet. Swing and a miss with a bottom fell out of that pitch. And the count goes 1-2. Great movement on the delivery by the tall, slender right-hander, A.J. Bluebaugh. Well, a lot of folks think this guy might be one of those sneaky success stories. He's 6'2", 195. 23 years of age, from Ohio, Belleville, Ohio. 1-2 pitch sails high, 2-2. Nobody on, 2 out, top of the eighth inning. Daniel Susak would be next if Denzel can extend the eighth inning. Pitching up, swing and a miss. Hat trick for Denzel tonight. He is out on strikes. Boy, a one-run ball game and a very dangerous ballpark in terms of a single swing, and we've already seen the conditions tonight be a factor. Boy, Bluebaugh has been absolutely outstanding. 9 up, 9 down. To the bottom of the eighth inning, we go in Corpus Christi. The Rockhounds lead the Hooks by the score of 3-2.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill.
Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Rockhounds 3, Corpus Christi Hooks 2, bottom of the 8th inning. And power part of the order coming up. Kennedy Corona leads it off. Check swing is fooled by a pitch from Gunnar Hoagland. Quick 0-1 count. Corona, Jacob Melton, and Colin Barber. 2-3 and 4. Hoagland's pitch fouled straight back. Count is quickly 0-2. Corona struck out twice against Brady Basso. As we've said, 18 pitches to strike out twice, and he walked his last time. That was against Gunner. Hoagland's pitch. Ball hit in the air toward the left field corner. Is it fair? Is it foul? That's the question. It is a foul ball, but that got out. Boy, he turned on it and just ripped it. Corona is a really solid prospect in general, and he's one of those, you don't want to say under the radar, he's the number 12 prospect for the Houston Astros. Oh boy, this guy is, to me, this guy is really scary. Really good power, really good speed. 0-2 pitch, second time, got him, called third strike, and Hoagland got him looking. So Corona narrowly misses tying the game, then looks at the called third strike, and there's one man down in the eighth inning on the fourth strikeout for Gunnar Hoagland. Here is Jacob Melton. Jacob, by the way, finished last year with the Hooks. Spent most of the year with Advanced A Asheville. Takes down the middle, called strike. 0-1, big left-handed hitter. Big, strong kid. Tremendous speed. Takes down and in for a ball. And 23 homers and 46 stolen bases in 99 games total last year. 86 of them at Asheville, 13 with the Hooks. Swings, fly ball, left field. Going back is Perez. He's got it. Boy, again, anything in the air to left field, and you know how strong Melton is. Terrifying for just a moment as you watch Junior drift back. The wind is coming from behind us as we look at the ballpark. So can't feel it. All you know is you look at the flags and you know that the wind is really strong. But Melton, not quite enough to get out of the yard. Colin Barber takes down and in, also a left-handed hitter. The ball was in on Melton a little bit, so went the opposite way, but it ran out of steam even with the breeze. Two out. Swing and a foul straight back. Almost clipped the top of the screen. One ball, one strike. Colin Barber has struck out twice and flew out to deep left field. His first three at-bats, two strikeouts and a fly ball, seven pitches. Swing and ground ball right back up the middle. Oh, it hit the pitcher, and that'll be a base hit as Gunnar Hoagland, that ball hit him, and boy, it hit him pretty good. I'm sure he's okay. I think Gregorio's going to come out, and so is pitching coach Paul Abbott and athletic trainer Eric Fast. Now, that ball struck him pretty sharply. I'm going to see if I can get a replay. Barber is on with a two-out single. Oh, yeah, that got him in the leg, and it got him almost flush.
this time of year, of course. Well, really, you take no chances anyway, but the ball got him pretty sharply. So a base hit caroms off the leg of Gunnar Hoglund. Fifth base hit for the Hooks. Hounds have just two. I would guess that Eric Fast, the athletic trainer, I think they'll probably want him to throw a pitch or two. Yep, that'll be the case. Hounds and Hooks, we mentioned tomorrow at 7:05, Sunday at 5:05. The Rockhounds open the home season Tuesday. The Amarillo Sod Poodles will be the opposition. Series runs Tuesday through Sunday. And, of course, we have your favorites are back Thirsty Thursday. We're going to get a pitching change. Yeah, I think we're going to. That might be it for Gunner. You just don't want to take any chance. And, yeah, he's going to come out. That ball got him pretty well flush. So we'll see who the Hounds will go to. Again, two out, bottom of the eighth inning, a 3-2 game. Mention the home stand. He's going to come in for the Rockhounds. I think that's Chase Cohen, and yes, Chase is back. Yep, sure is. One would think he will be. Guy will be a late innings pitcher, so Chase Cohen will come on to pitch. He will face Jordan Brewer with one on and two down. Chase will inherit a runner at first base with two men down. Thirsty Thursday next week, 1 week from tonight. Souvenir giveaway. Why can't I find that? It is opening night. Thank you very much. Drum roll. And a week from tomorrow, we'll have fireworks for you, as we will on Saturday nights throughout the season. Hounds are actually home on 4th of July this year as well. So every Saturday plus the Independence Day weekend as you look at the schedule down the road. But it all starts on Tuesday night at Momentum Bank Ballpark. And by the way, big tip of the cap to my great friends and colleagues on the staff. They're working hard to make sure the Momentum Bank Ballpark is all set to go, and I cannot begin to tell you. I get frazzled enough, and I'm just the radio and print guy. And I'd begin to tell you all that goes into presenting ball games in the minor leagues here in Corpus. We talked to a couple of the front office folks earlier. Man, the work just... But it's all, of course, it's all about a game. It's all built around baseball. That's a pretty cool thing, isn't it? So I hope we will see you at Momentum Bank Ballpark. If you're new to the area, by the way, I love you to adopt the Rockhounds. Got a lot of new folks in the Permian Basin. Stunning growth over the last, decade or so. So if you are in West Texas, middle of Odessa and beyond, we'd love to see you at the ballpark. Rockhounds home on Tuesday. Chase Cohen will take whatever time he needs here. Won't be a lot. Chase, of course, was a starter when his Rockhounds career began. He has been a reliever since. And already have had one email with in one of those rhetorical questions. Chase Cohen is back with the Rockhounds. Well, the answer is yes. And for the A's, and boy, they are a they are a saga, aren't they? Yeah, heart just goes out to the fans of Oakland. It really, truly, really, truly does. Good baseball town, it really is, but you know what's going on there. But beyond that, in trying to rebuild the team, of course, the door will open for some players. Zach Geloff, notably, Lawrence Butler, very recent Rockhounds. Joe Boyle had a rough night the other night, but he's a really talented young pitcher. And so the door will open at the big league level. But just below that, and with free agents being added to the big league club, that really has a lot of effect on AAA and the roster at the AAA level. So for someone like Chase, who is certainly deserving of being there, there is just no room at the inn right now. And it's really tough on, especially on the guys who are far back for multiple seasons. But obviously the A's are very well aware of them and what they can do, and you just do your job and things probably will work out. But it is difficult, and again, Chase has been here for multiple seasons. We have a meeting in the home clubhouse with the front office staff kind of introducing themselves and the players introduce themselves. And just to say hi and get a little bit of familiarity. And when the guys started going around the room, they would give their name and where they were from and just for whatever the reason, what year they were with the Rockhounds. In other words, I'm Mickey Mantle. This is my, I'm from Oklahoma. This is my second year with the Rockhounds. And so then almost all around the room, and it came to Chase's turn. And so then Chase going from Alpharetta, Georgia, first year. Yeah, first year. Uh-huh. Okay, sure, Chase. Great stuff. Absolutely great stuff. Austin Briggs was next, by the way. This is his fourth year with the Rockhounds. He said, Austin Briggs from Willis, Texas. I'm a senior. Great stuff. Here's Jordan Brewer now. Is Chase ready to go? Right-hander all set. One on, two out. Bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch from Cohen is down low. Ball one. Ball and no strikes. And Chase is from Alpharetta, Georgia. Jordan Brewer, 0-2, a hit by pitch. He's flown to right and bounced to third. 1-0 set. Runner takes the lead. Pitch from Cohen. Fouled straight back. One ball, one strike to Jordan Brewer. Right-handed hitting first baseman. Rockhounds 3, Hooks 2. Last of the eighth inning. Colin Barber reaching on the single to deflect it off the leg of pitcher Gunnar Hoagland. He's on at first with two men down. 1-1 set. Cohen changing up the delivery. Now delivers a swing and a miss. That was interesting. Chase notably altering and changing the pace of delivery. He came set and stayed a while. It's the first time I've actually looked for the pitch clock this evening. Couldn't find it at first. Don't know how low he took it. But he delayed, used all of the clock. Nothing wrong with that at all. One ball, two strikes. Cohen with a pitch. And he got him. Swing and a miss on a fastball up and in. Chase Cohen out of the bullpen. Well, that's a nice job in emergency duty. So he will undoubtedly stay on for the ninth inning. No runs on a base hit, no errors. And a man left on base. Well, if opening night is any indication, we're going to have a pretty intriguing season. We would go to the top of the ninth inning in Corpus Christi. Rockhounds 3, Hooks 2.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the ninth, and Daniel Susak leads it off with the Rockhounds. He takes down and away in the ninth inning underway. Rockhounds 3, and the Hooks 2. Been a really good opening night. A.J. Blueball has been perfect. 9 up, 9 down, 3 strikeouts. Swing and a miss. Daniel chasing that one up and away a little bit. One ball, one strike. Right-handed hitting catcher. 0 for 3, couple of bounce outs and a strikeout. Made a terrific defensive play on a pop foul a couple of innings ago. Takes up high, ball 2, 2 and 1. AJ Blue Ball, a little throwback look, has the dark blue stirrups very visible from the knee down. Pitch up and in for a ball. Count goes 3 and 1 to Daniel. And if you don't think that's unusual, of course, the catcher doesn't count at this point, but the other eight guys on the diamond, he's the only one with the stirrups visible at all. Swinging a pop foul out of play, 3-2. Of course, that's the accepted look now. Man, when I was growing up, that was wear the pants right down to the tops of the shoes. Nobody did that. But A.J. has got the throwback going. Here's the 3-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. He got Susak on a high fastball. So the strikeout is the fourth for Blue Ball, and that is, by my count, 13 strikeouts for Corpus Christi pitching. One man down. Here's Junior Perez. He's 0 for 2. A couple of strikeouts and a line drive out. Takes low and outside for a ball, 1-0. And Junior, one of those guys, if he gets on base, really good base runner. With Lansing last year, he stole 41 in 50 attempts. That's 82%. That's easy. Line drive, right side, base hit. Good piece of hitting. Boy, that's a sharp line drive. So the Hounds have their third hit of the game is all. Remember, Corpus has just five, but one of those was absolutely just a ball lost in the lights. So really, there have been only seven bona fide hits in this game, four for the Hooks and three for the Hounds, one home run for each. And the batter is Caden Trinkle. So one on, one man down. Infield cheating in at third. That's interesting. Pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. Third baseman Sacco Jr. is not even with the bag, so he's not cheating all the way in, but he's very shallow. Junior Perez, his last time up before that line drive single. Here's the 1-0. Swung on ground ball, right side. That's a base hit for Caden Trinkle. Perez, round second. He'll come to third base. First and third. Hounds had two hits through the first eight innings. They have two hits in the top of the ninth. Trinkle turned on that ball, ripped it between first and second. To the right of the first baseman, Brewer. To the left of the second baseman, Orocho. And Perez comes around to third. Well, the Hounds trying to add something here in the top of the ninth inning, and the batter is Jeremy Ironman, who has scored two and driven in two for the Rockhounds. Of course, one of those is a home run. That's how the Hounds have three runs, not four, but two-run homer, and he scored the go-ahead run. 2 for 3. Jeremy waits. Pitch outside corner, called strike 0-1. Real quick on Perez. In the sixth inning, he got down 0-2 after striking out twice. And on the 0-2 pitch, he ripped a line drive, but it was right into the glove of second baseman Orocho. This time, he just hit that line drive into right field. And Ryerman with a big swing and a miss, 0-2. Cooper Bowman on deck for the Rockhounds, top of the ninth inning, 3-2. With first and third, one man down. What was activity in the bullpen? I thought Chase Cohen might pitch the ninth. Here's a called third strike, knee-high outside corner. Boy, Jeremy didn't like it. It was a borderline pitch. Boy, what we say every time, baseball will keep you humble. Home run, single, stolen base, scored the go-ahead run and called out on strikes, so up and down on three pitches. Here's Cooper Bowman, first and third, two men down. Pitch to Coop. Nubbed off the end of the bat. Foul ball retrieved in the on-deck circle by Jacob Wilson. 3 easy night. We started at 75 degrees, 80 degrees plus this afternoon. Mostly sunshiny here in Corpus. Temp hasn't changed much. Pitch on the way, swung on. Fly ball left field, but it will not carry. Waiting and making the catch is Cerny. Well, the Hounds missed a great opportunity there. But they take the lead into the last of the ninth inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left. Scoreboard is already trying to start a rally. We'll see. Hounds will go to the bullpen. We'll check that. And we'll go to the bottom of the ninth with our score of this ball game. Rock Hounds 3 and the Hooks 2.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Right-hander Grant Holman coming out of the Rockhounds bullpen in the bottom of the ninth inning. Just thinking during that quick timeout, you know, the guys are playing, of course, for the first time on the season in the Texas League, but you have the off season, you get all set to go, then spring training, and of course that feels good, and you're out on the diamond, and you play some games and what have you. But of course it is not official. And so now 9 innings into the 2024 season, if you're Grant Holman, you're coming into a ball game in front of just about 7,000 fans, rooting against you, I might add, in a one-run ball game, bottom of the ninth inning. This is now the real deal. Chad Stevens to lead it off. Logan Cerny and Miguel Palma to follow. And this the bottom of the ninth inning. 3-2 Hounds. Grant pitched for the Rockhounds last season. Stevens ready. Pitch swung on and hit in the air right field toward the line. This is a diving attempt by Trinkle. Can't make the play. Stevens is on at second with a double. Boy, Chad Stevens is living a charmed life. He doubled earlier in this game on a ball that Caden lost in the lights. This time, Caden Trinkle made a great effort, diving on the right field chalk line. But it's just a little flare that drops. So Stevens is 2-for-4 with two doubles, but hadn't really hit the ball hard. But that doesn't matter. Caden made a really good effort, but could not get there. So here is Logan Cerny. See how the Hounds will play this. First baseman Brennan Malone is toward the edge of the grass and well off the bag. So we'll see if Cerny is bunting here. It's the bottom third of the order. Stevens on at second. And here is Cerny, who's the number 7 hitter. Cerny not showing bunt. Check swing strike, 0-1. Grant Holman, right-hander. Tying run in scoring position, nobody out. Cerny straight away in the right-hand box, crowds the plate ever so slightly. Pitch by Holman just missed outside, 1-1. Yep, Chad Stevens, a pair of interesting doubles in this ballgame, but this one is one that puts the lead in great peril. Here's the 1-1. Oh, just blowing away. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. And Cerny at the plate. He has struck out twice and bounced to shortstop in between the two whiffs. Palma on deck. Jeremy Orocho in the hole. Nobody out. Bottom of the ninth. 2-1 stretch. Holman's pitch. Swung on and fouled back. And the count goes 2-2. Grant Holman, one of the guys, certainly the back end of the bullpen. Tyler Baum would be another. Chase Cohen goes one-third of an inning, strikes out the only batter he faces. 2-2, look at the runner, pitch to the plate, up and in, ball three. Three balls, always cracks me up. That was a 2-2 pitch with a runner in scoring position, nobody out, bottom of the ninth inning, and that runner is a tying run. A pitch is high and tight, and the fans boo. What are you booing? Oh, I love it. I just love it. Here's the 3-2 pitch by Holman, and he got him. Swing and a miss. He swung a one off the outside edge, did Cerny. Ball started on the outside third of the plate and just ran away, and Cerny chased, and there's one man down here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. By the way, I'm just messing with the fans, but that's obviously there was. There are times when there might be intent. This is not one of them. Now here's Miguel Palma, right-handed hitting catcher. He's 1-for-3 with a single and a run. Stevens takes the lead. Holman looks that way, now comes to the plate. Back up, pitch swung on and missed, 0-1. Grant Holman, right-hander. And the breeze continues to pick up a little bit. Coming and going the last 15 minutes or so, but it's still strong. Palma waits. Stevens dances off the bag. Holman delivers, and that's fouled back. Good, strong fastball inside part of the plate. Count is 0-2. Grant Holman, big right-hander, 6'6", 245 out of Chula Vista, California. Count is 0-2 to Palma. Jeremy Orocho waiting on deck. Chad Stevens, leadoff double. He's at second base, tying run. 0-2 count. Holman the look. Pitch to the plate. High and away. Count is 1-2. Palma stands back away from the plate a little bit. Holman looks in. Comes set at the belt. He'll glance at the runner at second base. Long look. Now turns. Stevens runs. Pitch is taken. Here's a throw by Susek. I think they got it again. Daniel Susek, get out of Dodge. He threw that from his knees on a rope, and he gets Stevens trying to steal. He's out at third base. Oh, what a throw by Daniel Susek. Good catch and tag by Jeremy Ironman. Bases empty. Two down in the bottom of the ninth. Oh, you know my thoughts about stealing third base. That's one of them. Why? But as far as the Hounds are concerned, it's A-OK. That pitch was off the outside corner. Susek snagged it and snapped that throw to third. 2-2 count. Bottom of the ninth. Pitch by Holman. High fly ball. Right field. Caden Trankel in his sights. In his glove. Ball game. Rockhounds win the opener 3-2. And, man, it was dicey all the way. We said there have been some tremendous defensive plays in this game. And Daniel Susak's throw to third base is absolutely pivotal in this game. So it's no runs on a hit. And in fairness to, again, to Grant Holman, the double that put the lead in such peril there was really, it didn't hit it very well. It just simply found its way and dropped down the right field line, not even halfway down the line. But a double, of course, is what it turned into. But with some help from his battery mate, he gets out of it. We'll take a look at the totals in just a couple of moments at Corpus Christi's What a Burger Field. Our final score in this ballgame, Rockhounds 3 and the Hooks 2.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, 3 runs on just 4 base hits and no errors, 3-4-0. Really nicely played defensive baseball game for the Rockhounds. By the way, tell me it isn't opening night. The ball game ended, and a few folks have left, but not very many. And I am thinking, well, last I looked, it was 3-2 and the game was over. They have fireworks tonight. Okay, there we go. So I did kind of wonder for just a couple of moments, what are these people doing? But now we know. It's opening night. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Hounds. 3-4-0 for the Corpus Christi Hooks. 2 runs on 6 base hits and 1 error. 2-6-1. You know, you look at the 6 base hits, and again, 2 of them, and I'm not picking on them. It's just the way it happened. But Chad Stevens had a couple of baseballs that dropped for doubles. Not really all that well hit. So really, the Hooks only had, I guess, really, what, 4 or 5 clean hits, and the Rockhounds had 4. So defense really largely dominated the game. 2 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Corpus Christi. The winning pitcher is Gunnar Hoagland. And he did not give up a run in this ball game. Miguel Ulloa missed it before the game, missed it after the game. Miguel, I apologize, takes a loss. He is 0-1. A hold should go to Chase Cohen, and the same goes to Grant Holman. Gee, I thought I was kidding when I said, hey, it's opening night, but yeah, it is. Home runs in this ballgame. Each team had a 2-run home run, both in the third inning. Jeremy Ironman, a line drive, really impressive swing of the bat. He gave the Hounds a 2-0 lead, and Tommy Sacco found the left field grass berm just over the left field wall in the bottom of the third inning to tie the game at 2. And Jeremy then, a base hit, a steal, and he would score the game-winning run in the fifth inning, scoring on a wild pitch. And so this one goes into the books, a 3-2 lead and a 3-2 win, that is, for the Rockhounds. And we'll come back and give you a quick second look at this one and a look ahead here in just a couple of moments. Fans here enjoying a really good ball game. And now they'll have some fireworks, and that'll make everything A-OK. We'll set you up for the rest of this series as well when we return from Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. Final score of this ball game: the Rockhounds defeat the Hooks 3-2.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
A pair of 2-run home runs, a Frankenstein run, and a throw from the dish to third base that sealed the deal. Some good stuff here tonight, fans. Enjoying fireworks, as you hear in the background. This is a great setting, by the way, for fireworks. It's a beautiful ballpark. It's right on the bay, and boy, they've got the new bridge that's being built, the new Bay Bridge. Man, that thing is huge. Absolutely stunning. And in the distance, the USS Lexington. So a really nice backdrop here for the fireworks, but the visiting team claims the victory. The Hounds broke the scoreless tie. Top half of the third inning. Yeah, it's opening night. Yeah, the Hounds would be the visiting team. Thank you very much. Caden Trenkel led off the top of the third. Yep, okay, it's official, by the way, folks. We got through opening night, kind of, with the exception of the Hooks starting pitcher's name, which I could not pronounce in the pregame and the postgame, and now I can't tell the top and the bottom of the inning. Okay. Caden Trenkel walked to lead off the third for the Rockhounds. Jeremy Ironman on an 0-1 pitch absolutely scorched a line drive home run. It went, according to the measuring device here, 397 feet. And, I mean, it got out of here so fast. Really just a stunning swing of the bat for Jeremy. And, again, you just hope he has a healthy, good season because he certainly deserves it. He's had some issues with injuries along the way. But tonight, big swing of the bat, 2-0 Rockhounds in the third. In the bottom half of the inning, that really was. Miguel Palma with leadoff single. And then with one man down, Tommy Sacco Jr. sends a high fly ball to left field on a 2-0 pitch. And it carried most of the way. The wind pushed it the last, 20 feet or so, and it got over the wall and left and tied the game. Sacco, who had a big game in this one, he went 2 for 3 with a 2-run home run. He singled, had a walk, and stole 2 bases, and his home run ties the game at 2-2. Top of the 5th inning, Caden Trinkle leads off with another base on balls. Jeremy Ironman will then single to right field, and Caden Trinkle will come around to third when on a throwing error on the play. So it's first and third and nobody out. Jeremy Ironman will steal second base, but the Rockhounds then had a couple of men out, including a play at the plate. It was still a 2-2 tie with two men down, but Jeremy Ironman will score on a wild pitch. And that, as it turns out, that will be the ballgame. The wild pitch uncorked by Brian DePaula, and Ironman will score. It really is over, isn't it? Yeah. And on the wild pitch, a 3-2 ballgame. Really good defense, though, along the way in this game. The Rockhounds turned a really nice 4-6-3 double play. Cooper Bowman to Jacob Wilson, and on to first baseman Brennan Malone in the second inning. Really nice defense there. And there were other plays as well, but certainly none bigger than the throw in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Chad Stevens leading off against Grant Holman with a fly ball down the right field side. Wasn't hit deep at all, not even halfway down the line, but it drops, just eluding an excellent effort by Caden Trinkle. It drops for a double, nobody out. But Grant Holman will strike out Logan Cerny, and with Miguel Palma at the plate, Chad Stevens, and boy, I don't know, it's a debate that will probably always go on at least a little bit. Stealing third base, is it a good idea? Chad Stevens tried on a pitch that was outside. Daniel Susak back into the play, made the catch on the pitch, and snapped a tremendous throw to Jeremy Ironman covering third base, and Stevens was out. No argument from the hooks. Tremendous throw by Susak, and that may be the play of the game in a lot of ways. Moments later, Miguel Palma flies out to right field. Ball game over. We have the official totals. I'm glad because I'm not relying on myself for anything else this evening. Again, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Hounds. Wasn't a lot of offense in this ball game. Jeremy Ironman with 2 of the 4 base hits. And again, Junior Perez and Caden Trinkle back-to-back singles in the 9th inning, but the Hounds could not take advantage. 3-4-0 for the Rockhounds. 2 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Corpus Christi. 2-6-1. Rockhounds and Hooks each left 6 men on base in this ball game. 6,849 watched it, and 2 hours, 23 minutes of Texas League Baseball on opening night. Opening night is always an adventure. It was an adventure more than I can even say. A couple of moments due to the computer. Thank you very much. But opening night is in the books. Look forward to bringing you tomorrow night's ball game. And after a big, deep breath, look forward to being back with you. And maybe even a couple of little opening night bugs will go away, knock on wood. In game number 2 of this series, right-hander JT Ginn will get the start for the Rockhounds. Really talented young right-hander. He's one of those guys I don't think we've really seen yet, even though he's been with the club for a couple of seasons. And Alex Santos II will go for Corpus Christi. 7:05 first pitch tomorrow and 5:05 on Sunday afternoon from Corpus Christi. My friends, thank you so much for coming on board this evening. Much, much appreciated. And bottom line, great to be at the ballpark and great to be back with you. Thanks for hanging with me. Let's play some baseball tomorrow. We'll see you then. And until then, for all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. Hounds 3, Hooks 2. The season has begun. And we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from the beach.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.